Today is Friday, January 31st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I know you guys are evidently not big fans of me talking about poop, and so I'm not going to talk about poop in this episode. However, I will say I think the most Twitter action I've ever gotten, was over the grossness of my last couple of episodes. So, you know, I mean, maybe I just need to be gross all the time and then I'll get all kinds of response. I mean, Dan said, you know, that he sent a photo of taking a shower, and I don't know what he was doing in the shower because, I mean, you know, we all know what Dan said that he did while he was listening to the podcast. And he says, me listening to recent episodes of Geeky Gay TV with way too much poop talk, in my humble opinion, did I open the door to this? No, I don't think you did, Dan. Anyway, and then I got a response to my, the whole VPN thing. So Dean in England, who is, I think he's going to be coming to the Pride 48 in New Orleans, and I love a British accent, Dean. Anyway, he said that he was talking about, oh, damn it, what's that show? The one where they're naked. Naked Dating. No, I can't remember the name of it now. But, Naked Attraction, yeah. He was asking me if I had watched the most recent episode, and I said, no, I didn't even realize that there was a current season. I was just going to watch like the back catalog, because Mark and I had watched some episodes that were on YouTube, I think. But and I really enjoyed it, of course, because I love nudity. I mean, this is the guy who only wants to go to a bar if it includes stripping. But I just, you know, I enjoy looking at nudity, whatever, you know, whatever the nudity may be. I like the human body, but especially the male human body. And then Gary, because, you know, I had been describing how I set up a VPN and I did all this kind of stuff. And anyway, Gary responded and he said, I don't know, let's see if I can do it in the Gary voice. I was, let me see. He says, can you guys explain how to watch this? I'm old and that VPN thing went right over my head. That sounded nothing like Gary. I'm Southern, and I can't sound anything like, well, Adam, well, let me try. Can you guys explain how to watch this? I'm old, and that VPN thing went right over my head. I don't know. I think Fatty does a better Gary. I'm not good at impersonations, even if they have a Southern accent. And I basically said, no, Gary, I can't. Because, I mean, if someone tells me VPN is not a concept that I can just explain how to use if you're not already familiar with some, you know, technologies. It's not that you can't learn, but especially like over a podcast or over a tweet, I can't tweet you back and go, oh, yeah, here's what you do, because it's a little bit complex. I said, I think it would be easier for you to just move to England, to be honest, if you really want to watch it. But anyway, so, and then Baron was, I guess Baron was cackling because of my toenail admittance. The fact that I admitted that I don't always do a good job of keeping my toenails clipped. But there you go. Anyway, so what's been going on? As Fatty made fun of me, and I don't know, how dare you, Fatty, for making fun of me and saying that my episodes consist of me always repeating things that I've already said. How dare you? But anyway, because you don't do that. Come on. I mean, how many times have I heard what you bought at the Vons East and your coupons and stuff? But so I don't remember what I've talked about this week at all, other than like toenails and poop. So I'm probably going to repeat some stuff, but I'll just quickly go over. So it's, you know, the end of the quarter, new role, all that. Technically, my new role starts on Monday, but I've already been doing a bunch of stuff related to that. And so we'll find out how that goes. You know, that's basically all I've been doing, other than I did have orchestra rehearsal this week. And so I went to that, and I did pay the deposit for Pride 48 New Orleans. So that's all I've done. I have had a full week now of Weight Watchers because I decided to go back on Weight Watchers, and I thought that counting calories was going to be easier, but for whatever reason, I could not make myself stick to the calorie counting last week. And I actually ended up gaining weight, so I decided, okay, screw it. I'm going to go back on Weight Watchers. They have a nice app, and I like the fact that they have free foods. So even though you do have to count points, and that's different than calories, you know, and so it can, you know, if you don't know, if you're not used to it, it can be harder than calories, because I've been counting calories my whole life, and, you know, I pretty much can look at something and tell you how many calories it's got in it, but for whatever reason, the fact that there are, like, free foods that you can eat as much of as you want, like, if I want to eat a bag of grapes, you know, with salt on it, I can do that because they're completely free. And I don't have to think about how many calories is in each one of those grapes. If I want a chicken breast, as long as it's skinless and boneless, it's also 0 points. I could eat 10 chicken breasts and it would be 0 points. So, and it works magically. I don't know. But, and I think they do a mixture of things. Like, I think they do a little bit of low carb because things that have sugar and carbs are a lot more points. So I think that's part of it, is they're eliminating a lot of the carbs without you really knowing it. But fruit obviously has a lot of carbs in it. But for whatever reason, you can eat as much fruit as you want. So anyway, I did that this week, and that was about it. We do have, I will say, you know, tonight we are going back over to my mom's house, and my aunt is still there, and apparently she bought a game. My aunt really likes to play games, so I know I mentioned we played Ticket to Ride last Friday night, or Saturday night. I can't remember whether it was Friday or Saturday night, but we played that last week. Well, apparently my aunt bought another game this week that she wants to try with Mark and I and Mom, so we're going to go over there. Mom's making burgers, but I'm taking ground turkey so I can stay on my Weight Watchers tonight. And then, you know, I'm going to have a ground turkey burger. I'm going to take some baked chips instead of fries or anything like that. So, you know, it'll still be some points, but not as much as French fries would be. So I'm going to do that. And then basically, so that should be fun. And I really need to practice my trumpet because tomorrow is our first official rehearsal for Newsies with the orchestra, the full orchestra. And even though I've been practicing almost every day, there are really some tough songs in this for whatever reason. I'm not incredibly nervous about it, but I'm a little bit nervous because ever since I became like the only trumpet player for the theater in town, you know, I'm always afraid that I'm going to totally screw up a musical and she's never going to call me again. So every time I get to a new one, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta really make sure this is good because, you know, if I don't do a good job, I'm the only one. It's not like I can hide behind someone else. And so I need to practice for another 30, 45 minutes tonight, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. But I've also got to pack because we're going to Vegas this weekend. So basically, we'll go over to my mom's, we'll have dinner, we'll play a game, we'll come back, we'll pack, and then Mark's going to do a little bit of laundry in the morning. I've got orchestra rehearsal from 9 in the morning until 11:30, and then I'll have to come immediately home, finish packing, and then we have to go immediately to the airport, and we're flying to Vegas, and then I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow night. We'll probably go to a show or at least go to a restaurant or something. And then Sunday, we have a wedding on Sunday. That's why we're going to Vegas. We'll go to that wedding, do all those festivities, and then our flight back to Arkansas is 1 a.m. Monday morning. I'll get back in and then sleep for a few hours, and then I have to work because I have a meeting that where the bosses are basically telling us what our new role is going to be as product owners. And it's from like noon to 4 in the afternoon on Monday, so. And then I'm going to have rehearsals every night next week for Newsies. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then performances start on Friday. So, I'm going to be so busy. I do it to myself. It's my fault. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye!
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.